welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called Who's Afraid of the Monster Under the Bed? An original story written for you by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Dylan and AJ and their family in Newburgh, Pennsylvania, Andrew, Henry, and Emily and their mom and dad, Michael, Lydia, Naomi, Petra, and Nicholas and their family in Cincinnati, Ohio, Maeve and Atlas and their family in Seattle, Washington, Cassidy and her family in Houston, Texas, Graham and Bryn and their family in Belmont, Massachusetts, Tessa and her family in Birmingham, Michigan, and the Sandoval family in Northbrook, Illinois. Thank you so much to the Sandovals, Tessa, Bryn, Graham, Cassidy, Atlas, Maeve, Nicholas, Petra, Naomi, Lydia, Michael, Emily, Henry, Andrew, AJ, and Dylan. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and get every episode ad-free, head over to patreon.com/stories and join for just $1 a month. If you'd like access to all of our ebooks or to receive a thank you in a future episode, that's also available at patreon.com/stories. We have new Stories Podcast face masks available. Check those out, plus all of our other merch at storiespodcast.com/shop. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast. If you send us a drawing of your favorite scene or character, we'll share it on our feed. Now here's a word from our sponsors. If you're looking for a great place for your kid to learn math, look no further than Mathnasium. Mathnasium teaches kids math in a way that makes sense to them. Their instructors assess each child individually and then create a custom plan to address whatever that kid's specific needs are. If they're a little behind in math, Mathnasium will bridge the gap. If they need to move at a faster pace and be challenged, Mathnasium will step on the gas and raise the level of work.
My daughter Gracie's always done well in math, but I've been worried lately that she might be falling behind. I didn't want that to happen, so I set her up with a free consultation with Mathnasium. There are over 1,000 of their centers across the country, and there's one really close to me, too. But Gracie did her session online, and that's better for us right now. Her instructors were knowledgeable and patient and explained things to her in a way that really helped her understand. Afterwards, they sent me a full write-up of Gracie's math strengths and needs, and now they're making a lesson plan just for her so she can get the exact right support.
Whether you're looking to get your kids back on track or want to ensure that they're staying ahead with their math studies, schedule a free consultation with Mathnasium today. You can find a center near you at mathnasium.com, then call them for a free in-person or online consultation.
Hey, grown-ups! Do you ever want to whisk your family away on a fun and exhilarating adventure? What if we helped you make it a possibility every single week? And from the comfort of your home, car, or wherever you are. It's the Cat in the Hat Cast, a weekly podcast presented by our partners at Purina. Your pet, our passion. Fill your week with sing-alongs, laughter, and a pinch of mayhem as you spend time with the oh-so-mischievous Cat in the Hat and his cautious pal, Fish. Tune in with the whole family, including your furriest friends, because when we spend time together, the fun never ends. You'll never guess what surprises the Cat in the Hat will pull out of his hat next. Follow the Cat in the Hat Cast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks. Enjoy the episode. Who's Afraid of the Monster Under the Bed? All right, Jules, my mom sang out from the kitchen. That's enough reading. It's time for bed. I huffed and rolled my eyes. Ugh, bedtime. I hated bedtime. Mom, just a few more minutes, I called back. I just want to finish this chapter. Okay, 5 more minutes and then it's lights out. You have school in the morning. Okay, thanks. It worked. Of course, I had already finished the chapter. I was just trying to delay bedtime. Bedtime meant lights out, and lights out was the part that I really hated. Honestly, it wasn't a hard thing to hate, seeing as how it basically scared me out of my mind. I mean, to be fair, I get scared all the time. I can't help it. But it's not really my fault. I mean, just think of all the monsters. Don't think about the monsters. That's what I tried to do. But, well, it never worked. Not even once. Not even for a night. The fact is, after lights out, when the world is dark and quiet, I thought monsters were a serious threat. I wasn't sure what they looked like or what exactly they were up to, but I knew it was something ugly and nothing good, in whatever order you preferred. Sometimes the monsters didn't look like anything at all. Sometimes they were just this tight feeling I got in my chest, like something bad was going to happen. Those were the hardest ones to ignore. Of course, not every scary situation was the same. To help sort out my thoughts, I put everything on my patented 1 to 10 spooky scale. To start, the kitchen. That was a 0. The kitchen was bright and cheery, and we always had juice in the fridge and snacks in the cupboards. In fact, sometimes when I couldn't sleep, I would sneak down late at night and help myself to a couple crackers. Mom said it was okay as long as I didn't eat any of the sugary snacks, and I mostly listened. Now, bath time? That was a solid 5, which was basically slightly spooky. Why? Sometimes getting in the shower alone was scary. The fan in the ceiling was loud and the sound was all echoey. And when you weren't in the shower, it was always easy to imagine a monster behind the curtain. Of course, when I checked, it was only bottles of shampoo and junk. But yeah, there could be a monster in the shower, just saying. Anyway, the bathroom is a 5. Bedtime, on the other hand? On a 1 to 10 scale, bedtime gets a solid 10. That's top of the top. If it were one of those strongman hammer games, the bell would be ringing itself right off the pole. Big stuffed animal for the winner. Get the man a prize. At bedtime, I worried about the monster under the bed. Of course, I knew it probably wasn't real, but that didn't help much once the lights were out. Besides, there was also a monster in the closet, one behind the curtains, and maybe even one in the toy box. I don't know. I could just feel them in there. It made my skin feel all flush and prickly. I hated it. There was nothing scarier than bedtime. Except, well, that's not true. It didn't happen often, but sometimes, once in a while, my mom would send me down to the basement to get something. You know how some people have nice big basements with soft rugs and high-up windows and it's basically like an arcade? Well, we weren't those people. We were just about the exact opposite of those people. Our basement was more like if a dungeon had a basement to store all the scary chains and wheels and whatever, and in that basement, there was a magic door to an evil dimension that had another basement where they kept all the really nasty stuff. Where they kept the worst monster of all. On a scale of 1 to 10, well, that was a code red, double alert, 5,000. Every step down there was like a spider crawling on the back of my neck. Yuck! No thank you. Luckily, I didn't have to go down there very often. So, yeah, I hated bedtime. Until one night, my worst fears came true. Jules, my mom called. Lights out, I mean it. Okay, Mom, I called back. I was laying in bed, reading a book, it was a Ramona Quimby, and feeling pretty relaxed. That was reading time, which came before bedtime. Reading time wasn't really scary at all. Sure, I was alone in my room, but I didn't feel alone. I had the characters in my book to keep me company. I also had a mellow pink salt lamp that I used, lights on in the hallway, and I could hear my mom laughing at her shows and doing the dishes from dinner. When Mom finished that, though, she liked to read in bed, which meant it was time for me to go to sleep for real. She closed my door most of the way and turned off the hallway light, which she said was way too bright. She closed her door most of the way, too, so all I could see was a tiny bit of light from her own lamp that spilled into the hallway. So, yeah, it was pretty dark, but it was also quiet. No TV or laughing or music playing, nobody walking around or running up the stairs. It was just a quiet so heavy it felt like another blanket on my bed. All you could hear were the creepy haunted house sounding chugs and clanks and bangs that came from the radiator. At least, so they claimed. But I had theories about that. Theories involving monsters, naturally. Anyway, it was bedtime for real. Mom was in bed, and even her little reading lamp was off. It was so dark, and my little nightlight didn't really seem to help at all, even though I had specifically asked for a bright one. The spooky feeling was coming on strong. I don't know why. I just felt scared and my chest felt tight and I kinda wanted to pop. Well, that's not true. What I really wanted to do was leap off of my mattress so the monster under the bed couldn't get me and then sprint across my floor to avoid the monsters in the closet, curtains, and toy box and then dart past the bathroom, shower monster, and jump into my mom's bed where it was safe. That had been fine when I was younger, but the bigger I got, the less my mom liked it. She said I took up too much room and kicked in my sleep. Besides, she said, I had to get better about sleeping in my own bed. Sure, Mom, I'll just let the monsters get me. Great idea. Anyway, that night, I was extra scared. But I was doing my best to stay in my own bed. I did all my little tricks, like counting backward from 100, taking big breaths fast and letting them out slow, and imagining myself as a character in my favorite books. It didn't really work, though. My heart was pounding and I felt all spooked and I was about to leap out of my bed, and then I heard it. It was a soft noise, a sad noise, like a puppy whining. It was coming from under my bed. I was instantly terrified, but I was also a little curious, too. Torn between the two feelings, I cleared my throat and called out in a quiet voice. Hey, is someone under there? Are you okay? To my surprise, a gentle voice called back to me. You heard me? They said, snuffling up their tears. Oh, that's so embarrassing. I'm sorry. There was a bump and a shuffle and a lurch, and then a monster slid out from under my bed. I had always thought it would be my worst nightmare, seeing the monster under my bed, but somehow it actually made me less scared. The monster was fluffy and striped and round like a puffed-up bird. I don't know how it fit under my bed to begin with, but I was too surprised to ask. You're real? I said. Oh, yeah, it sniffled. I'm sorry. My mom says it's time for me to sleep under your bed on my own, but, well, I get scared. I sat in bed and turned my salt lamp on low so I could see better. The monster had tears running into the fur near its eyes, and its big shiny lips were curled and sad. Wait, you get scared? I asked. You're the monster under the bed. I'm scared of you. You're scared of me? It said. But I'm just here to sleep. I'm the one that's scared. Well, you're a big fuzzy monster. What could you be scared of? The monster under the bed looked down at its big feet. You promise you won't laugh? At this point, I would have thought I'd be terrified, but I was more curious than anything. Well, of course I won't laugh. You didn't laugh at me for being afraid of you. Well, I'm afraid of the monster in the closet.
What?
Came a muffled voice from the closet.
You're afraid of me?
The closet door swung open and another monster tumbled out. This one was lanky and had weird curling horns and long hair like my Nana's golden retriever.
Ah, a monster,
the monster under the bed said. You're a monster, I said.
Don't be afraid, said the monster in the closet. I heard the whole thing.
I'm afraid too, but my dad says I have to sleep in the closet because I'm a big monster now. But I start thinking about the monster in the curtains and I get all spooked.
Oh, well now I feel silly, said the monster under the bed. I sat on my pillows with my head spinning. I had been right about the monsters, but I had been wrong, too. They were just as scared as I was. I didn't think it could get any weirder, and then, of course, it did.
Well, you don't need to be afraid of me, said the monster in the curtains.
It came out all wispy and long like it was covered in mustaches.
I'm just keeping watch. Besides, I'm afraid of the monster in the toy box.
And then, of course, the toy box rumbled and the top popped open. A monster pulled itself out, spilling my toys, which clattered to the floor. It was Shaggy, with a wide froggy mouth and a single eye.
No need to be afraid of me,
it said, lips smacking.
I just like to play with the toys. I do it at night, so I don't bother anyone.
It turned to me, wide mouth smiling.
You've got some great toys in there.
Oh, thanks, I said. I wasn't scared at all anymore, even though I was in my bedroom surrounded by monsters.
Besides,
the monster in the toy box said,
I get scared too.
What are you afraid of? I asked. We all said it out loud, and then we learned it wasn't so scary after all. Maybe it'll work out for you too.
Well?
Go on, said the monster under the bed. Yeah, you can tell us, said the monster in the curtains.
Okay, I guess to tell you the truth, I'm afraid of the monster in the shower.
It swallowed, its single eye wide and spooked.
Don't laugh at me!
Oh, we wouldn't, I said.
Never ever, agreed the monster in the closet.
We should go and look together, I said. I should have been super spooked, but I wasn't. For one, I wasn't alone anymore. And for another, it seemed silly that all the things I had been afraid of were just as afraid of me. And just as silly, too.
We need to be quiet, though, so we don't wake up my mom.
The monsters all nodded, and together, one big, weird group, we darted across the hall and into the bathroom. I didn't turn the light on because I couldn't imagine what would happen if my mom woke up and saw me with a herd of monsters. She'd probably think she'd gone crazy, or that I'd gone crazy, or that we were all crazy. Either way, safer to let her sleep. Okay, I said to the monster in the toy box. I'll open the shower, and you'll see there's nothing to be afraid of.
Be careful,
it said. I threw open the curtain, and there, in the shower, was a short little monster with a big belly and a weird curly head, all covered in bubbles.
Ah!
It squealed.
Ah!
The monster in the toy box shouted back.
Ah!
Shouted the monster in the closet, just for fun, I think. Everyone, relax, I said. No one has to be scared.
What are you all doing here?
The monster in the shower said.
Oh, you surprised me.
Oh, I'm sorry. We just wanted to show our friend here that there wasn't anything to be afraid of. You don't want to eat us or anything, right?
What? Oh, of course not, said the monster in the shower. I just like to wash my hair at night when everyone is asleep. Nothing like a hot shower in the dark to really take the edge off when you've been scared all day.
Well, now I feel silly,
said the monster in the toy box.
Got room for two in there?
Sure, said the monster in the shower. Come on in. We can share my loofah.
Wait, I said. Scared all day? What are you scared of?
Oh, it's embarrassing.
Don't be embarrassed, said the monster in the closet.
Yeah, we were all afraid, said the monster under the bed. We all talked about it, and now we're here, and we're brave.
So brave, added the monster in the curtains. You can tell us, I said. Whatever it is, we'll help you face it.
Well, said the monster in the shower, I'm afraid of the monster in the basement.
My heart dropped. And fear ran all through me again. My chest got tight and it felt like I couldn't breathe. The monster in the basement was the scariest thing of all. It was way above a 10 on my spooky scale. I hated going into the basement even during the day, but now, in the middle of the night? I glanced around and all the monsters looked just like I felt. The ones with hair had their hair standing on end. The others had goosebumps running all up and down their lumpy skin. Wait, I said. Are we all afraid of the monster in the basement?
Yes!
For sure!
Oh, yeah!
Roger that!
So afraid. For some reason, all of the monsters being afraid made me feel a little braver. You'd think that them being scared would make me more scared, but I don't know. There's something about other people being afraid that makes it easier for you to be brave. I think, I said slowly, like I couldn't even believe what I was saying, I think we need to go down to the basement together and see what we find.
Are you for real? Asked the monster in the shower. Maybe we we should all go back to your room and hide instead.
I like that idea, said the monster under the bed.
I'll get snacks, said the monster in the toy box.
No, we can't, I said. We're all getting older now, and we can't just be afraid every night. That's no way to live. Plus, we never get any sleep. We need to face our fears so we can get some good rest. I sounded like my mom, but the monster seemed convinced.
Okay, said the monster in the closet, but you go first.
I nodded, and together, the monsters and I crept down the stairs to the front hall. There, we gathered in front of the door to the basement. Are you all ready? My heart was pounding in my ears and my stomach was in knots, but I wasn't going to turn back now. Besides, I wasn't alone.
Have we ruled out just going back to sleep?
Asked the monster under the bed.
Or maybe a nice warm bath?
Asked the monster in the shower. No, I said. I think we need to do this together. I opened the basement door. The stairs seemed to stretch into the darkness. That was one of the scariest things about the basement. The light switch was at the bottom of the stairs, not the top, so you were basically in the dark the whole way down. Here we go, I said, and then started down the steps. The first one creaked loudly, and we all jumped, but no one said anything. The monsters clustered closer until I could feel their fuzz right against my back. Step by step, we descended into the basement. It was dark and cool and smelled a little funky. Somewhere in the blackness, I could hear the clunking roar of the boiler or furnace or one of those big pipe-studded machines.
What now?
Hissed the monster in the shower into my ear. Hello? I said. Is there a monster in the basement? For a long minute, nothing happened, and we all breathed a sigh of relief. And then, a shadow detached itself from the darkness. It was tall and wide, a hulking giant, with eyes that seemed to glow a misty purple. Hands shaking, I reached out to turn on the light. It clicked up, but nothing happened. The light bulb was out.
Oh, what do we do?
Wailed the monster under the bed.
This was a bad idea,
shrieked the monster in the closet. The shadowy figure stalked towards us, and we were all too afraid to move. It had scaly skin, a craggy mouth, and a knotted, bumpy hump on its back. It leaned in close, and its voice came out in a rumbling grumble.
I'm so glad you're here, the monster in the basement said. I've been alone for so long, and I get so scared by myself.
We all stopped. Suddenly, the basement light flickered and then came on, clear and bright. We could see the monster in the basement now, and it resembled a giant turtle, with friendly purple eyes and a shell all colored on by crayons.
You're scared? Asked the monster in the shower. But we're all afraid of you.
Afraid of me?
The monster in the basement said with wide eyes.
Really? I was hiding down here because I was afraid.
But you're the monster in the basement, I said. You're the scariest. What could you possibly be afraid of?
You promise you won't laugh?
Definitely, said the monster in the closet. Trust us, we have all been there.
Well, I'm afraid of the monster in the kitchen.
The monster in the kitchen? I asked. There's no monster in the kitchen. Like I said earlier, the kitchen was one of my favorite places. All bright and cheery, with the fridge full of juice and the cabinet full of snacks. There definitely weren't any monsters.
Yes, it's terrible,
said the monster in the basement.
Every few nights I can hear the monster in the kitchen. They rumble and stomp, and then I hear them eating and crunching and chewing and smacking their lips. I'm so afraid they're going to come and eat me next.
I froze for a minute, and then I couldn't help it. I started laughing. It was just a giggle at first, but I couldn't control it. I started laughing hard, so hard that I fell onto my back and rolled on the ground.
"What's wrong with her? What's wrong with her?"
asked the monster in the closet.
"She's gone crazy," said the monster under the bed.
"No, no, I'm not crazy," I snorted. It's... I lost it into a fit of laughter again.
"You said you wouldn't laugh,"
said the monster in the basement. "No," I said. "I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at all of us. We've all been afraid of nothing."
"What do you mean?"
"Well, I'm the monster in the kitchen," I said. "I get hungry at night, sometimes when I'm afraid, so I go to the kitchen because it feels safe, and I eat some crackers to settle my stomach."
"Really? It's just you? You aren't up there crunching bones?"
"No! Just crackers, I promise." The monster in the basement looked at me, and then a smile stretched across its craggy face.
"Well, don't I feel silly?"
"We're all a little silly," I said. "Now, it's getting late. What do you say we all go back to bed?" Everyone agreed. And since we were all already feeling a little silly and just a little spooked, I let them all come and sleep in my room with me. It was weird, but for the first time, I felt good in my bed. On my spooky scale, it was practically a 1. Really, I didn't even want to run into my mom's room. "Good night, everyone," I said, shutting off my lamp.
"Good night."
"Good night."
"Good night."
"Good night."
"Good night."
I smiled and laid down my head. And that night, I drifted off to the strange and wonderful sound of 6 monsters snoring. And honestly, it was the best night's sleep I'd ever had. The end. Today's story was called Who's Afraid of the Monster Under the Bed? An original story written for you by Daniel Hines and performed for you by me, Amanda Weldon. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, get ad-free episodes and more at patreon.com/stories, check out all of our merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast, or simply tell your friends about us. Thanks for listening!
Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today! Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.